The remains of a World War II submarine, the USS Grunion, have been officially identified by Navy historians. The sub sank near Kiska in the western Aleutian Islands on August 30, 1941. The captain of the ship, Jim Abele, left behind his wife and three young sons. But the sons didn't give up their quest to know what happened to their father. KUCB's Ann Hillman has more.
When the Navy announced they officially identified the remains of the USS Grunion, Bruce Abele and his brother weren't surprised.
You know, from John and I, you know, it was like the most obvious thing in the world. And nobody has to tell me that because they say it's the Grunion that I believe it. I believe this whole war. There's no question about it.
They had organized and funded the trips that identified the submarine near Kiska Island, where the Japanese had a base camp during World War II. Abele says the Navy's recognition just gives credibility to the find they made in 2007. The Abele's quest to find their father's ship was a string of improbable events.
It's just kind of like winning the lottery 20 times in a row.
A man found an old Japanese ship diagram in an antique shop, then posted it on the internet years later, looking for authentication. A Japanese man saw it, knew which ship it was, and said he also knew what happened to the Grunion. The Abele's found the Japanese man, who told the story of his cargo ship exchanging fire with a submarine near Kiska. Abele says it's unclear if the cargo ship hit the Grunion, but shooting off six heavy torpedoes could have thrown the sub off balance.
To lose control of the depth control, and nothing to do with the enemy at all, and that may have been what happened.
After hearing the story, in 2006, the Abele brothers sent a ship to the area where the Grunion would have gone down. Side scan images told them something was there, but experts told them it wasn't a sub. The brothers ignored them and returned to the area in 2007 with equipment to take better photos. That was the evidence used to prove that they had truly found the Grunion. Now, Abele is working to continue the mission his mother began the day she found out that the submarine went down.
At that time, you know, my mother was left with three small children. I was 12, my middle brother was 7, and John was 5, and yet no means of support. And yet she managed to sit down and hand write a condolence letter to every single one of the next of kin.
66 years later, Abele is organizing a memorial service for all of the men who died on the Grunion. It will be held this weekend in Cleveland, Ohio, and part of the Grunion will be there too.
What happened is when a sub goes to battle, you take the bell off because of all the things you don't want is noisemakers on a sub.
The bell, which is considered the soul of the ship, ended up in a dumpster at Pearl Harbor before being taken to Grenville, Mississippi. Someone saw it and sent a picture to Abele. In order to borrow it for the ceremony, they had to cut it from the stand with a blowtorch. Now, the bell will toll this weekend to honor those who were lost.
And then what the tolling of the bells does is it reaches out to all of the 52 subs that were lost and the 3,900 men that were lost. And that's big stuff.
Abele says close and distant relatives of those lost in the Grunion have already made plans to attend the service. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.